Or not. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Whether your name be Cotter or not. We're glad you came to hang out with us for a little while, whether you're listening live or listening in the archive at www.typeoneradio.com. You have joined the gathering of Sonic in Brighton, England.
Good evening.
Reset in you in Michigan, yes?
Yeah.
Reset is not at the microphone or muted or something. And this Swami in East Central Illinois, aka FEMA Region 5. If you have a bong, you'll be amazed at this story, Sonic.
Okay. The bong is.
Alrighty. This is history right here. Oregon court allows person to change sex to non-binary.
What?
An Oregon judge ruled Friday that a transgender person can legally change their sex to non-binary rather than male or female, in what legal experts believe is a first in the United States. Multnomah County Circuit Court Judge Amy Holmes Hayne legally changed 52-year-old Jamie Shoup's sex from female to non-binary. Nancy Hake, a co-executive director for Basic Rights Oregon, called the ruling a, quote, momentous day for genderqueer Oregonians, end quote. Quote, it's really exciting for the courts to actually recognize what we know to be true. Gender is a spectrum. Some people don't identify as male or female, end quote. Shoup, an Army veteran who retired in 2000 as a sergeant first class, began transitioning in 2013 while living in Pittsburgh. Shoup knew then that neither male nor female actually fit. Shoup chose Jamie as a new first name, primarily because it is a gender-neutral name. Shoup prefers to be called Jamie rather than he or she. Quote, I was assigned male at birth due to biology, Shoup said. I'm stuck with that for life, but my gender identity is definitely feminine. My gender identity has never been male, but I feel like I have to own up to my male biology. Being non-binary allows me to do that. I'm a mixture of both. I consider myself as a third sex. End quote. But female or male were the only legal options Shoup saw then. Shoup chose female, but female didn't feel right. In April, Shoup and lawyer Lake Perigay filed a petition with the Oregon court to legally change Shoup's sex. Oregon law allows a court to change a person's legal sex if a judge determines the person has undergone surgical, hormonal, or other treatment related to a gender transition. The law does not require a note from a doctor. Shoup brought letters from Oregon Health and Science University, as well as the Veterans Affairs Hospital anyway. Quote, bisexual reassignment has been completed, the judge wrote in the ruling. No person has shown cause why the requested general judgment should not be granted, end quote. Officials at the National Transgender Law Center said they are unaware of any similar court victories in the United States. A high court in France last year allowed a resident to register as gender neutral. Attorneys at New York's Sylvia River Law Project told the Daily Dot that some cities and states have IDs that allow residents not to declare a gender at all. Quote, a growing number of countries already recognize non-binary gender. But as far as we know, this is the first ruling of its kind in the U.S. Legal director Iona Turner said in a written statement, quote, other states and agencies should consider following suit to ensure that non-binary members of our community have access to identity documents that reflect who they are, just like everyone else. But, Hake said, there is still work to be done. Basic Rights Oregon is working with, quote, public and private systems, end quote, across the state to offer people designations beyond male or female. Oregonians cannot list non-binary on a driver's license or state-issued identification card, for instance. Others have been denied medical services because their gender identities don't conform to existing norms. Quote, it's a huge barrier to being able to live your life, to having a driver's license, to employment, to having records about your life, transcripts, all of those things. In all the ways our lives are gendered in ways they frankly don't have to be. It can be a barrier for people whose identities aren't easily put in a box. Hake said her organization increasingly hears from non-binary people. Last month, the Gresham Barlow School District agreed to build gender-neutral bathrooms and pay an elementary school teacher $60,000 after the non-binary teacher complained of more than a year of harassment from co-workers after asking to be called they rather than he or she. Shoup said Friday's win was, quote, liberating. I'm not under any pressure anymore to conform to either thing, Shoup said. The end.
it's a continuing theme that we keep addressing here with these sorts of issues. It's being pressed, isn't it? You know, the androgyny.
Well, yeah, now there is legal precedent.
The androgyny of the human species is being implemented.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, I got to say, the strange thing. Oh, hey, guys.
Namaste.
Hey. Namaste. I just wanted to add a little comment to that if any of these people that have themselves kind of legally identified as non-binary or whatever, if they're involved in some kind of a crime and DNA is picked up from the crime scene, then that DNA is going to be matched as male or female, isn't it? You can't get away from your DNA, no matter what you want to call yourself.
No.
So it's a psychological problem that's really being dealt with. It's nothing to do with gender. It's just how you feel about yourself. And like you were saying in that, at the beginning of that article, he was saying, he doesn't identify with the male side of himself. He says he identifies with both sides of himself or something like that. Well, I just thought, well, so do I.
Isn't that being called balance?
You know, who doesn't? You know, and sometimes I identify more with my male side and sometimes more with my female side. But I don't get, you know, too hung up on it.
You don't want to be non-binary.
Well, honestly, kind of what I was going to add to that, it, you know, taken into one of the aspects of, you know, like spiritual alchemy is being in tune with both the masculine and feminine. Mm-hmm. But this whole thing seems to be completely removing the spiritual side, bringing it completely to the physical side, and then taking away both masculine and feminine and turning it into something else that's just this weird physical ambiguity.
Yeah.
Kind of like you were saying, I mean, you're a woman, but you can be in touch with your masculine side at times.
Absolutely.
Same for males,
yeah.
You know, we can be more in touch with our feminine side. Yeah. That doesn't mean you got to chop your dick off.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you do lop your dick off, your DNA, every cell in your body is still going to be recognizing as male. You can't change
that. That's right.
That.
And see, Fi could go get the legendary adidectomy surgery and still be female.
How's Steve feel about that?
He'll be sleeping on his back.
Oh, don't say that.
We live in Brighton, so it won't really matter.
Welcome, Steve and Fi. Glad you
Thank
could pull
you.
Yourselves away from the sport festivities.
That was Steve. I've been making a cake and amongst
other
things.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
We've
been roped into a street party tomorrow, so.
Oh, who won,
the
by the way?
Spirit.
It was a draw.
No one. A draw.
Oh.
It was hilarious.
Time was.
I don't even know who was playing.
That makes it all worthwhile, right?
England were lost in the game and being real good, and then they just and
hey, Steve, get in the same room as the microphone.
I was just saying that England were on top and
go.
They were being very good, but then they lost it in the in overtime, which is quite amusing. Yeah.
So, do you think this will? Increase the amount of trouble going on in Marseille at the moment.
Oh, could well do, yeah. Could well do. There seems to be an awful lot of English people there who, given the quota of tickets that UEFA give out, the three quarters of the ground were English, so it's not normally like that. They were only given sort of so many, and there just seems to be a huge black market amount of ticket people there. And there was an explosion during the game towards the end, which was quite...
What?
You know, they let off flares. The Russians let off flares. And then there was a proper explosion. So, didn't sound good. Yeah, it's been... Marseille is a particularly bad place anyway. It's,
yes. It's
full
pretty
of,
rough.
Yeah, it's pretty junkified.
So the
there,
Russians
right.
bombed it?
Well, there was a loud
Fire.
Firecracker. But
probably
yeah.
fireworks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Big firecracker went off.
Okay.
And boom.
We were commenting before in the first hour that it was the Bilderberg meetings going on currently, and the trouble in Marseille. The riots have been going on at the same time from the 9th until now.
Really? Is that what the Bilderberg meeting is this year then?
No, it's in Dresden.
Dresden.
Dresden, right. Okay.
That's,
yeah, right.
You know,
but the period of time where a distraction is useful would run the 9th to the 12th.
Yeah, sure. Did you mention the opening of that tunnel?
Yeah.
In Switzerland?
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's pretty fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't even know what cat is. That's kind of non-binary there. Don't know where to go with that. Okay, we need to announce there's a new path from here to there. Now, watch this. What?
Yeah, you can get to from Zurich to Milan dead quick now through this.
So maybe
I was wrong before saying it was going from Switzerland to France. I think it goes Switzerland to Italy, doesn't it? Yes.
Well, if it's going to Milan, it would be definitely going to Italy. Yeah.
So then, is it still going through the Alps or does it go through the Dolomites?
Well, we're just talking about that. Perhaps the Dolomites.
Yeah.
That's the another net, isn't it?
Yeah. The Dolomites are definitely further over because we've driven through those going to Garda.
So
do we have any idea how long this tunnel is?
Yeah, 35 miles.
Jesus.
Okay.
So
that's a long time in a tunnel, yeah.
Well, I'm just kind of thinking. I mean, in any long tunnel, I think if they have the ability, there's generally, you know, exit points or something along the side in case the tunnel gets in case something happens inside the tunnel. There's usually places for people to exit or something. I don't know if they've done that in this tunnel, but you gotta wonder where these places lead.
Yes.
There's definitely going to be an entrance to somewhere.
To Agartha.
Quite a few. Yeah, really.
Just jump down the porthole. There you go.
Well, they had some major like updates to the tunnel systems around there after the fire in the Mont Blanc tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was pretty horrific. Yeah, and the Gothenburg tunnel, the road tunnel, is probably another 10-15 miles longer than the Mont Blanc.
I've been through that tunnel as well, scary.
Yeah, you're in it for like well over 30 minutes, aren't you? And it just keeps going and going.
Yeah, it's got a super cold feeling about it and all that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like,
Have either of you blokes driven through the tunnel?
Yeah, well, you can't drive through the tunnel.
You can't drive through it, you have to sit on a train.
Yeah. If they did the train purposefully so people couldn't just drive through, so there was checks. You know, you had to get on something. People knew, so they knew what people were going through. Because people would just be walking through. At the moment, you know, you've got people trying to get into the back of lorries and stuff like that, or paying to get into the back of lorries to go through the train. There's like two trains. There's like a normal Eurostar train that goes from London to Paris, and then there's the cargo trains which you drive your car on. It's like a cattle train.
Right. And for any Yanks who are unfamiliar with the term lorry, think semi truck. Same thing.
Yeah.
Think ice road trucker.
Well, maybe not that big.
That almost sounds like an underground ferry.
What, a lorry?
Pretty much is,
yeah. You're on an underground ferry.
Yeah, you just drive on, drive off. It's bizarre.
But it's really quick. I mean, the distance there is only maybe 20 miles. So it takes like 25 minutes to get through. Whereas our nearest crossing here, I think he's about 70-80 miles across, and
over water,
and it takes 4 hours on the.
4 hours,
oh my!
Unless you drive over.
Yeah.
Where it's quite thin. But Eurostar is amazing.
But then
you step on it, Waterloo, get in the middle of Paris, it's fantastic.
You know, driving from here to Dover is probably it'll take you the same amount of time, wouldn't it? Really.
It's an hour and a half. 2 hours.
Yeah, but thanks.
It's alright, we do it. We do it quite often. It's much better fun going to Dover than it is going to New Haven.
Yeah.
Which incidentally is owned by the French, apparently.
Yes, yeah. Check this out. Risa and Swami, the beach at a town, 10 miles away from here, the residents of that town can't access their beach because it's owned by France. Say what?
Well,
how does that work?
Okay.
Well, they own it because it's a border. They own it because it's like a border, and that's where they're sort of sovereignty, you know, for you to leave this country to go to their country, sort of starts. That's why it is. It's a weird law they've got.
Which is like a the literally the tiptoe of the different regions of the European Union.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got something somewhat similar. Anywhere within 100 miles of either the Canadian or the Mexican border, you can be stopped for any reason at all. It's like a constitution-free zone. And you can be stopped, searched, all that stuff, without legit cause or no, it's just legal. And now you can just be stopped and searched and all the rest of that.
Out of interest, has the NAFTA thing, is that still progressing? With the superhighway that's just going to go from, you know, Mexico through the US to Canada? And that and the port, the first port is like in the middle of the country, like Kansas City or somewhere.
Not aware of any construction projects specifically that I'm aware of, no.
Well,
but
what I guess
most likely.
Go, Swami.
No, go ahead.
It.
You got.
Oh, no. All I was going to say was, I mean, I've not really, heard anything going through the pipeline per se, but I mean, I've actually driven down Highway 35, is what it is, I-35. And as you guys know, I think it kind of started with that the Trans-Texas Corridor, or whatever they called it, going through Texas, where they decided to widen everything and make it like, what was it, like five lanes on each side? Mm-hmm. Something like that. And driving down to Kansas is pretty much where I was driving to. I didn't really go any further south on 35. There was construction, but I didn't really see a whole lot widening it that far. But the only other thing I can say is, living up in Minnesota, I don't know if you guys remember that bridge collapse we had in 2007, I think it was, our big I-35 bridge collapsed.
Oh, yes.
And when they rebuilt it, they decided to make it on each side, they made it a five-lane huge bridge that spanned the Mississippi.
Is that the bridge it miraculously
all fell at once,
and yep. And the cars were on some of them, the people, and just walked, got out. So there was
something like that. What I heard actually happened, I obviously wasn't there. I do live in the state, though, but I mean, with reports, what I had heard was that, I mean, they were doing some construction on the bridge already, allegedly. So there was already heavy equipment on the bridge, and it was during rush hour is actually when the bridge collapsed. And there was there's a train line that runs perpendicular to the bridge, running directly underneath it. And what's said was that the train was shaking the ground underneath as it went, and it was too much for the rush hour traffic and the construction equipment on the bridge, and so the whole thing just basically fell in right into the freaking river. And the only thing that stood out to me was, you know, knowing that, you know, we had Wellstone, Minnesota senator, who was really kind of almost sounding like a freaking truther or something back in the day before it was popular.
Right.
His plane, it sounds like the best guess was it was taken down by some sort of supersonic weapon, and no one really has any good explanation for as to what happened to it. And it's almost sounding like, well, what stuck out in my head was it almost sounded like this train was going underneath the bridge, and there might have been something loaded into one of the cars that caused, you know, it was, I don't know if it was a supersonic whatever type weapon, magnetic weapon, some sort of whatever it was, caused something to happen to the bridge, and while there was all this construction equipment on the bridge and the weight of the rush hour traffic, it was just too much for the bridge to handle. And so the thing just, boom, went in. And so, like, but I say, in its wake...
The really strange part was that it collapsed simultaneously, not like a chunk here, and then, you know, the support just went away. Boom. Mm-hmm.
And they were having all this talk about gusset plates and stuff. The gusset plates had failed, or something like that. That the things connecting the actual segments had failed somehow, like you say, simultaneously. That they should have used thicker gusset plates or something along those lines. And that's the reason that it all collapsed in at the same time. But I don't know. The bridge was there for the longest time. It didn't really seem like anything was wrong with it.
Right. Well, they had to put that 10-lane bridge up.
And that's what I'm getting at. In its wake, they decided to put this big 10-lane bridge up over the Mississippi, which is a pretty major river. So I guess in my mind, what was happening was they were starting with Texas and Minnesota, putting in this 10-lane thing, and they'll probably gradually move towards the center, you know, towards Kansas. But I'm not really hearing anything talked about it, but that's what I see.
Interesting.
Yeah. That was very bizarre.
At least for the American side. I have no idea what they're doing in Mexico and Canada with it.
We got a story here if you've got a bong. Oh, sorry, bye.
Sorry, no, I just didn't understand what you were saying about in Mexico and Canada.
Saying about the big road, straight through.
Oh, no, the...
He doesn't know what's going on there, but he can see stuff happening where he is.
I bet you Donald Trump's not in that deal then, is he?
Yeah, I've watched the little clips of that bridge, giving way, and is rather bizarre how it...
Oh, it's quite, yeah.
Yeah, and, it is,
that's
yeah.
not a normal physics kind of thing to have that. I mean, bridges collapse, but not like that.
And very yeah.
It's more like a surgical.
Who is the guy that was, did he say he was the senator? And he was suggesting
yeah,
that...
Yeah, Paul Wellstone.
And he was suggesting...
Oh, no, Wellstone died well before this. Wellstone was talking about 9/11 and stuff, and his plane went down over Minnesota shortly after that, and no one could figure out why his plane fell out of the sky. I think it was him, his wife, and maybe his daughter or something on the plane.
Well, obviously, the supports gave way.
and
Yeah. Yeah, the plane supports, they gave way.
What sort of things was he saying about 9/11, though? To have, you know, him being bumped off?
Oh, he was just asking for more investigations and things like that.
All right, okay. So the usual.
But, things you would try to... Obviously, he couldn't say everything he probably wanted to because he was making, you know, statements on, like, the Senate floor. I also think, I don't know if any of you can correct me, but I think he was also maybe one of the ones talking about space-based weapons and how we shouldn't have those.
Yeah, well, space-based weapons are a crazy thing to have. I saw a little story about NASA investing in some biotech company that's going to create AI-powered asteroids to sort of go and, you know, get rid of other asteroids that are potentially coming to Earth.
Oh, my God.
So
as if these people haven't done enough on Earth.
That could be the cover story. That could be the cover story to have these sort of Borg things being sent out. You know, little arcs, you know, effectively the best way that the people that wrote the story of the Ark was that they had two of every animal, but it's more likely that DNA from animals was taken. Yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, DNA doesn't take a lot of room, so they could put shitloads of DNA on these little Borg transporters, sending them out to, like, panspermia the cosmos.
Mm.
Right, I'm just going to...
Yes, yeah.
Bring Swarmy back in. Have you got any bongs, Steve Deb?
Tim Peake's just been made some sort of honour bestowed on him in space. I'm just trying to see if it's a knighthood or not.
Well, Queen's birthday.
Oh, we're
Queen's
back.
Birthday honours list.
Sorry.
Welcome back, Swami.
Hey, my supports fell out. Sorry, Skype collapsed.
Yeah, he's just been given an honour for being famous, for being in space.
And
I know Janet Street Porter, that anti-establishment, you know, bastion of anti-establishmentism journalism, has just received a CBE. She's a bitch.
And Rod Stewart?
Rod Stewart's been made a knight, yeah. I mean, and what did... Dame Vera Lynn's already got a... She's a, already got an honour, but she got another one.
Yeah, like, must have been like Black Occultist or something.
She joins the the Order of Companions of Honour for services to entertainment and charity.
Did any of you see the story of Blair spouting this week in condemnation of Jeremy Corbyn's lack of enthusiasm to get stuck in with bombing Syria? Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean,
I didn't see that.
There was a section in it where it was saying, I'm being accused of being a war criminal by taking out Saddam, who was a war criminal. Well, surely both weren't, well, either of them...
Yeah, two wrongs don't make a right, yeah, do they?
Either of them had... Well, actually... Blair's more of a war criminal because he's actually been convicted in Malaysia of being a war criminal, whereas Saddam wasn't alive long enough to put him on trial for war crimes. So it's sort of... I was just so dismayed that this parasite is... Again, and the audacity I was that annoyed that I tweeted it. I tweeted his office.
Did you?
Well done.
I said, "Have you've got a fucking chin, give me something, and take your millions and go away, Malaysia. I hear Malaysia's really nice." You're there.
Yeah.
Just great this time of year. I've got a news bong here that as soon as I read the headline, thought of Steve.
Okay, here's a bong.
Headline... Hemp seed oil can regulate hormones and reduce cholesterol. Hemp seeds are an invaluable source of protein, fiber, vitamins, minerals, omega-3, and omega-6 oils. Plus, hemp oil is obtained by pressing hemp seeds. cold-pressed, unrefined hemp oil is dark to clear green in color with a pleasant, nutty flavor. Hemp oil should not be confused with cannabis oil made from marijuana buds and usually taken for medical reasons. Here are some of the health benefits you can expect to get on a regular basis by making hemp oil, completely legal, part of your diet. Eaten as a vegetable oil, hemp seed oil can lower cholesterol levels. It is said to accelerate the metabolic process, so fats are burned quickly and are not deposited on artery walls. According to a study published in the European Journal of Nutrition, consuming 30 milliliters per day of hemp seed oil for 4 weeks resulted in a lower ratio of total to high density lipoprotein cholesterol, which can decrease one's risk for heart disease. Be careful not to heat the oil. Hemp seed oil is not a cooking oil. Use in salad dressings or to make homemade mayo or dips. The oil can also be taken in capsule form as a nutritional supplement. Hemp oil contains gamma-linolenic acid, which can aid in regulating hormone imbalances, which are often caused by stress, poor nutrition, diseases, or pollution. Many chemicals are endocrine disruptors, and these chemicals are found in plastics, cosmetics, hair care products, pesticides, and certain medications. When hormones are out of balance, symptoms such as hair loss, fatigue, weight gain, insomnia, anxiety, digestive problems might result. Hemp seed oil has the perfect 3-to-1 ratio of omega fatty acids that are needed for optimum human health. Omega-3 oils are vital for health. While consuming too many omega-6 fatty acids can cause the body to create an overabundance of inflammatory hormones such as insulin and can cause hypoglycemia. Besides consuming hemp oil, it's a good idea to include as many natural whole foods as possible into your diet. Include plenty of leafy greens and lean proteins and take supplements where necessary. The end.
Well,
I don't know enough about hemp oil to sort of say whether it's good or bad, particularly if it's cold pressed, but I would say that anyone promoting the lipid hypothesis as far as heart disease and that goes, I would not trust them, because you know the whole lipid hypothesis was based on faked data to promote the use of vegetable oils instead of animal fats, and was you know basically a big scam by the edible oils industry, most notably the corn oils industry.
Corn oils and
rapeseed
oils.
Yeah.
And then subsequently utilized in the prescribing of statins.
Yes. Yeah.
But I would recommend hemp butters. It's very tasty.
Yeah.
And Fan, would you recommend the coconut oil?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely coconut oil.
Sure. Yeah.
100%. Very good for you. They say actually, I've seen a lot of things about coconut oil and brain function and how it helps brain function. It's just a brilliant oil for the body, and that for people with Alzheimer's and degenerative d- diseases like this, that it can be very beneficial and helpful, and has helped people who,
clinical.
I mean, it doesn't bring you back to kind of absolute, you know, being able to memorize the telephone book or anything. Mm. But it has helped people who are
slowed down.
And also people who who are suffering from really severe memory problems, as far as aging problems, Alzheimer's and dementia, has helped them regain a certain amount of memory, so that they're not stuck in these just not being able to remember when their birthday is, or when something just being able to function fully.
Well, we have had first-hand experience. A good friend, Dan, a colleague of his, left her position at the studio he works in to look after her mother, who was starting to go very quickly downhill with dementia. And right. She, I don't know if it was Dan's
advice
or not, but he certainly sort of mentioned it, and she gave her mother coconut oil. And now she's having to go back to work because she's driving mad again, because she's back to her normal self, around and stuff. So, it works. And I've also read a few articles online about how it can regenerate, because your brain's cholesterol, isn't it?
Yeah, brain is 90% cholesterol. So reducing cholesterol is not really a good idea.
But it's the right kind of cholesterol in coconut oil.
Right, right. There's the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol.
One of the worst types of cholesterol that you can get, though, is actually powdered milk products.
Oh, right.
And powdered dairy products. Yeah, mm-hmm. Because that's one of the most dangerous things to put in your body. But, full cream milk and animal fats
are
very good.
I only have necessary. Full cream milk now.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, and preferably raw.
Raw, just the way it comes out of the cow. Don't mess with it. No skim, no 2%. Full red.
I get
screw off cap. True. At least here in the U.S.
It's a whole food in itself. Raw milk.
Yeah, well,
it's like.
Babies do live on it for quite a while.
It's amazing. I know, and it really frightens me.
Well, that was the reason the cow was considered sacred in India. That's the reason the cow was considered sacred in India. You feed the cow will feed you in return.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ta-da! That's the basis of it,
But it's quite frightening now, the things you see online that people that are being kind of pushed around about... milk being, veganism, become vegan, and milk is dangerous, and, it's good for feeding baby cows, but it's not good for feeding humans, and it's like, it's
what... Wasn't it Arnold Schwarzenegger's like, milk is for babies?
I've seen Arnie's the latest fucking vegan pusher.
Oh, God, yeah.
You're like, fuck off, mate, you grew up eating... raw meat as a child, so
raw chicken. Just bit the heads off.
Yeah.
There's your Geek Squad originators right there.
I'm going to eat this chicken.
Well, it's just the agenda, isn't it? When you see people like him promoting it, it just underlines the point, really.
Yeah.
And this is to the Californian populace, who are already so ingrained into, the hippie ideal, that that is the way of life, isn't it? Their
raw vegan diet. Yeah, good luck with that.
They're sort of being Agenda 21-ified through the Age of Aquarius. Lowell Canyon-esque, but just to the mass populace. And with things like the drought over there, that it's probably making them more aware of, or being forced to be aware of their you know, impact on the world, and you know, the feeling guilty about that. So, you know, let's just eat grass instead.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Completely ridiculous. Did I don't know if you've seen this, Nick, or if you might have spoken about it earlier, about the posters that have been seen around about the legal person. The legal name. Did you see that?
No, what, like police posters?
There are huge billboards. And it says the mystery of the legal name fraud billboards. And on the billboard, it says in great big letters, legal name fraud. And then there's something through the middle that says the truth. And then it says it's illegal to use a legal name.
Really?
So Messi spelled it in bold letters. The first time I saw this 10-foot by 20-foot billboard near my flat in Kilburn, Northwest London, I stopped and stared completely baffled. What is the legal name exactly? Surely to say it is illegal was an obvious contradiction. And who on earth is behind this, the advert? I'm not the only one who's been left puzzled. A quick Google search reveals similar posts have appeared in Birmingham, Dundee, Essex, Gloucester, Grimsby, Guildford, Lincoln, Liverpool, Plymouth, Reading, Southport, Teesside and Touro. And each of the local press has reacted in varying ways of bemusement. So it's obviously some truther, you know.
Well, I don't.
Not truther, but.
Like Freeman. Freeman on the
Yeah,
land?
Some kind of Freeman. Freeman in the land, sort of.
Well, that's
a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for supposed off-grid group. But trying to not use money.
Yeah.
So, but maybe whichever community that is coming from, they have been maybe infiltrated to. Is it a double bluff? I remember a couple of years ago, or maybe about 8 years ago, there was police signs around, say, that said, you are the person. So, and the legal name and the person sort of go hand in hand, aren't they? I mean, it is, it's a different name for the same thing, isn't it? So, whether or not that's a backlash from that, I don't know.
This is in reference to using, say, like your name in all capitals as opposed to just capitalizing the first letter of your name.
Yeah, exactly.
Because those are two different names, technically.
Yeah, one's a corporation and one's you.
Right.
Well, it says that the website. In this article, it says a further web search took me to a site called legalnamefraud.com, which outlines theories that when your birth is registered, a legal entity, your legal name, was created. But the legal entity, Jane Smith, for instance, is distinct from the actual physical person name, person Jane Smith, the website says. When your parents registered your birth on the certificate, it insists they unknowingly gave the Crown Corporation ownership of your name. Simply thus, all legal names are owned by the Crown, and therefore using a legal name without their written permission is fraud. and it says, does this interpretation of the law have any validity? Absolutely not. Absolutely none at all, says barrister, law blogger, and lecturer Carl Gardner. he says it's a kind of brew of pseudo legal ideas. It's the equivalent of thinking Harry Potter is science. Excuse me. The website includes numerous quotes by Kate of Gaia, as well as articles and videos by her. which gives her full name as Kate. Kate Rennie.
Now, I happen to personally know someone who tried this Kate of Gaia stuff and got the opportunity to sit in jail for a good long time because he wouldn't divulge his name. And that was, he gained nothing. He was fined. He was driving without a license. He was, but he got snatched. He just got to sit in jail till he decided to tell him what his name was. And he sat there a good long time. He was both a producer and a host over on Revolution Radio. And he was extremely embarrassed by this whole failure of all this Kate of Gaia shite.
I wouldn't poo-poo it completely, but what?
All I know is one person who tried his best and it completely failed.
Because the reason why we've got a legal name so that we can operate is a piece.
Enter into
commerce.
Business.
Right. So.
When hearing that Kate of Gaia thing, I can point to one human being I know very well who really tried, and he's got a huge fine to pay, and other charges, you know, driving without a license, all that stuff, and it did not work in the least bit for that purpose.
But I suppose things like driving licenses and insurance. The potential for harm, loss, or damage there, for like common law crime, is quite high, because if you knock somebody down or you crash into somebody accidentally, there's got to be a means of recompense for the injured party. And if you don't have the coverage afforded to you by things like your driving license, then you're not really gonna be able to afford the recompense.
Oh no, not at all.
There's a lot of broke folk over here
who pick up these. Try to use these little guidelines and tech words, all that, once they get in court and they find out it fails miserably every time. There's people out there pushing all kinds of books, seminars, where you pay them for this failure information. And if you try it, you're going to jail. That's all there is to it.
The thing is, though, is it should just be information and not something and not a way of trying to go about your day-to-day life.
It should be empowering not, on how to use it, because you know the lawyer's comments there, he's obviously gonna downplay the importance of this tool that we're all given, because it's in his best interests for the public not to be fully aware of how powerful these technologies are. And you know, to try and step out of that is extremely hard. I mean, look at poor John Harris. He was stuck in that mindset for quite some time, and you know, he raised some fucking very, very valid points, and made a lot of people aware of the process But you know, whether or not it was all that stuff or other stuff, you know, it did send him over the edge. So it's you've got to be really careful about how involved you want to get into. If you're going to go and pick a fucking fight by not having,
you better make sure you train well.
You've got to make sure that you're up for it.
A fight with somebody on the say so that somebody says, I think you could have him because
with this
particular technique, punch him in the belly.
We've got a previous guest on the show, an all round good guy, Simon Spaniard, who is utilizing these sorts of technologies and winning cases.
And really, but because he is taking on the corporations at their own game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows.
You know, when they don't, right, when they don't come up with the goods, he
was
goes
properly
for them,
prepared,
says, right.
Not just tossing out cliche phrases and things.
Yeah.
Well, he was one of them, so, you know, he's coming from quite a position of strength on that front. Good site.
Give me a tune recommendation and I'll go and find it whilst you're chatting, as we're coming up to the end. Sort of a shortish tune.
Frank's Wild Jails by Tom Waits.
Okay.
Really short. Has anyone seen this thing called Flacker? Reset, have you seen this?
What was the name?
Flocka, the drug?
Flocka, yeah, the drug.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it cure whatever it was Swami was talking about earlier?
No, it turns you into a raving lunatic fucking zombie flesh eater. It's not bath salts.
Another one? I thought that was bath salts.
Yeah,
well, there's that, and now there's this Flocka stuff, yeah.
And what's the tune called, sorry? Tom Waits, what?
Frank's Wild Jails.
Frank's Wild Jails.
Cool. Really short.
No, this is something I've not heard of.
Yeah, it's just to send you into sort of mad. You run into plate glass windows and stuff. It's a bit like Angel Dust.
Mm-hmm. Say the name of it once more.
Flacka, Flakka.
There's always something going around there, isn't there? What was it? Was it Crocodile? Was that one in Russia that was making people's skin fall off? And there's always something, isn't there? There's always people stupid enough to take it. So,
and,
you know.
We didn't have time to mention the poor voice singer who was gunned down last night. Was she called Grimmie?
Right, yeah. Christina Grimmie, I think.
No.
Yeah.
Some random guy. Her brother tackled the guy, but he killed her, and and then killed himself. Wiggled his arm free. The brother had gotten a hold of the guy, and then the guy capped himself after shooting her, and she died.
Oh, crazy!
And on that quite somber note. It's the end of the show.
Oh, thanks for bringing that one up at the end, Nick. That was great.
Yeah,
that was the donkey for this evening.
It's time to mention that the Iranian football who's been banned for wearing SpongeBob pants as well.
We'll talk about that one next week.
Okay, well, here is an even shorter version of Tom Waits' Frank's Wild Years.
Namaste, all.
Frank settled down out in the valley, and he hung his wild years on a nail that he drove through his wife's forehead. He sold used office furniture out there on San Fernando Road and assumed a $30,000 loan at 15.25% and put a down payment on a little two-bedroom place. His wife was a spent piece of used jet trash, made good Bloody Marys, kept her mouth shut most of the time, had a little chihuahua named Carlos that had some kind of skin disease and was totally blind. They had a thoroughly modern kitchen, self-cleaning oven, the whole bit. Frank drove a little sedan.